Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, markets are pretty quiet today, but in the red, in the grains, but meats, well, let's put it this way, the cattle market is in green. Still, today's a quiet day in the cattle market versus what it's been, and hog futures are limit down, or close to limit down if they aren't there, and the August futures are limit down. So these markets move around pretty volatilely, and one has to say, what's going to cause the feeder cattle market to top? I think one of two things. One is the hedger gets tired of answering the margin calls and finally believes the story and thinks there's no end in sight and dumps their position. That will be a major one. That is not something we would recommend because the producer usually loses twice on that type of deal. In the meantime, we're recommending more hedges as this market pushes higher here. If nothing else, buy the $200 puts in the August and the October and floor your commodity if you have feeder cattle to hedge and that are not hedged or you have more of them to do. And that still leaves your top side open, but boy, it surely shores up that profitability. In the meantime, on the grains, the other one would be corn finding a bottom and moving higher. When we look at Chinese values, well, Chinese values are running anywhere from $404 to $414 a ton for their domestic corn in southeastern China. U.S. corn landing into China is coming in anywhere from $256 a ton, or if you add the duties in, $308 a ton, so considerably less. And in the meantime, the Chinese government has a fair amount of supplies that they're wanting to move out of the reserves and, of course, also use up the corn from last year's crop that certainly was not in good shape and after dealing with 13 typhoons. So will they end up approving the MIR 162? That if they did so, that would really bring in a fair amount of corn, but it would also then reopen the door for the DDGs to come in. It is also interesting to note that International Grain Council has yet to see any proof that China has banned the imports of DDGs from the U.S. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.